producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and 43 degrees in Kennebunk today. That's okay. Good day to work around the yard, plant some mums, flowering cabbage, flowering kale, get the corn stalks up and decorate the entryway of your front door with some pumpkins, gourds, squash, and really make it look pretty at this time of the year, and even make yourself a scarecrow. That's a lot of fun. I'll do it every year, and I think maybe when I get mine built, I'll put it on the newsletter so you can see what I do. But it's a lot of fun, and this is the time to do it. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Leonard from New Hampshire. He's got a question about his gladiola bulbs.
Leonard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yeah, hi, Paul.
Hi.
I listen to you every Sunday, but I'm really having a problem. I got these gladiola bulbs, and I put them in an onion bag, and I put them in the crisper in the refrigerator. They're starting to root, and I'm wondering, what should I do to stop them? Or I never had this happen before.
Right. The reason that they're rooting is there's moisture in your vegetable crisper, and you don't want them to start to make a root system. Now, what I do with my glads, I'll clean them. I'll take the top piece and save it. Take the bottom, because when you dig it up, it'll be in two pieces. The bottom
right.
piece is the bulb that you planted in the spring, and the bulb on top of it is the new one and
the
bigger.
The little ones, right?
Yep. And
okay.
What I do is I'll use a pair of my wife's old pantyhose. You can use an onion bag that's got all of the holes in it. And
right.
I hang them from the rafters in my basement. And the basement is cool. There's no heat other than the furnace. And they do very, very well. You can put them in a box with a little bit of peat moss and then just set them on the floor in your basement. If you've got a crawl space, you can put it in your crawl space. But they got to go someplace where it doesn't freeze, and they don't need to be refrigerated.
Okay, there's not a lot of roots on the base, but you can see where they're coming out fresh. So,
okay,
is it
so
too
you
late
wanna
to...
No. Because if you don't do it now, then it's going to really make a root, and you'll have a problem. So just take them out of the vegetable crisper. Give them a chance to air dry, and those roots will go dormant.
Okay.
And then put them in your basement, either on the floor, which is cold, or hang them from the rafters. If you've got a crawl space, put it in the crawl space, and then replant them next year.
Good. Okay. Because I was worried. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you had a cause to be worried, because if you had left them in the vegetable crisper, let's say another 2 to 3 weeks, you would have roots about an inch or more in length, and then you'd really have a problem, because the bulb needs time to rest. So
right.
And if you don't give it a chance to rest, then it'll fall apart.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful weekend.
You as well.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Larry from New Hampshire. He's got a problem with some skunks in his yard.
Larry, welcome to the Garden Club. Are the skunks digging?
Yes. They've been tearing the lawn up something awful. I cleaned the mess up yesterday thinking, well, okay, they've had their full of grubs or worms or whatever they're going after, and darn it, they didn't come back last night.
They're going to keep coming back. They're looking for grubs that are in your lawn. Now, at this time of the year, your normal Japanese beetle grub killer is not effective. It's designed for the entire season. And I want you to go down to a nursery, a garden center, a feed and grain store, and maybe call before you go. You need a product to kill the grubs in your lawn now, and the active ingredients is called Dylox.
Dylox.
And it's spelled D-Y-L-O-X. I know that Bayer makes it, and there are a couple of other companies. And what is so good about this Dylox, it's a granular. And you put it in the spreader, you go back and forth on your lawn. Once you've applied it, put the sprinkler on it. The sprinkler will change the powder to a liquid. It will work its way down to where the grubs are in your soil, and it will kill them. And 48 hours later, the product breaks down with the microbes, with the rain, with the sunshine, and is gone. And 48 hours later, your Japanese beetle grubs are all dead also. So it's something for this time of the year. It's a specific product, but you've got to ask for Dylox, and that will solve the problem, and the skunks will go away.
Okay, and now the spot that they've ripped up, is it too late now to overseed those areas?
Well, I mean, it's the beginning of October. It would be too late to plant, like, bluegrass, because bluegrass, you need to have soil that's at least 50.
Okay.
So if you stayed away from a blend that has a lot of bluegrass and you've got perennial rye or you've got perennial fescue in it, then something will happen. It just depends on the weather.
Okay.
If the weather stays like it is now, you will have grass that will germinate in the next couple of weeks. But if the temperature gets down into the 30s at night and 40s during the day, not much is going to happen. So
Okay. You
can try that. The Pearl's Premium grass seed is very good. And Boneide has a good assortment of different blends. And when you go to the nursery, they can help you find something that has more perennial rye and more fescue and less bluegrass in it.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great weekend and good luck with the lawn.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now. This time of the year, once you plant the grass seed, use a starter fertilizer also to kind of motivate it. And the other thing is keep it wet. So it's got to be watered every single day unless we get a rain. We get a rain and you don't have to water. And, you know, it's not impossible that between now and November 1st, you'll have some green grass in the areas where the raccoons and the skunks have been digging. But get that product that contains Dilox, D-Y-L-O-X. It's the only product that works. Everything else that we normally use is slow release, and you need something that works fast. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Don from Minnesota. He's got a question about his strawberries and then another question about an apple tree.
Okay. Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Well, I have a question on the strawberries. Given the fact here in Minnesota, it gets down to 35 below pretty consistently. In fact, we go to Wisconsin to warm up. But anyhow, what my question on that, first question, the second question was about an apple tree, but the first question was, how much covering do we put over a strawberry plant for the winter time?
Okay. We're coming up on a break. You just hold on, and when we come back, I'll tell you exactly what to do
for
the strawberries so that there's no problem. It's very easy, and strawberries are a lot tougher than what people think. They can take 30 to 50 below and survive.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parrot Garden Club. Just before the break, we were talking with Don about how to prepare your strawberries for the winter months, especially in Minnesota, where it gets really, really cold. I live in Maine, so I know what it's like.
Yeah, cold.
We have about a mile and a half from my house a pick-your-own strawberry farm. And they keep it for about 3 years, and then they plant all new plants, and they keep rotating the site to give the soil a chance to come back to life. And I went there in the fall because I saw them working out there. And they were covering the strawberry beds with 3 inches of gardened straw, not hay. And now, the difference is straw is going to be yellow, and it looks like straw. Mm-hmm. Long pieces and weed-free, and they were just breaking the clumps apart, covering the entire bed loosely with 3 to 4 inches of straw. And they said that with the rain, with the snow, it will pack it down so it's almost flat. And it will cover the foliage, and that will hide the foliage because it is evergreen during the winter for the most part. It will prevent the wind from pulling the moisture out of the plant. And then in the spring, the new shoots will poke up right through that straw, and the straw becomes mulch. And it keeps the strawberries from getting all muddy and sandy covered when you do irrigate or get some rain. You have less slugs and snails because the straw has sharp edges on it. And so not only does it insulate the roots so that it doesn't freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw, it helps to retain the moisture, It prevents weeds from developing in your bed. And then when you're ready to start over again, you just dig out the best-looking plants and then just rototill or take a pitchfork, turn it over, and that straw will break down in the ground, just like putting compost, and it will rebuild the quality of your soil. And my dad did that. He would grow it for 3 years, and then in the spring of the fourth year, he would pick all of the new runners that look really good. He'd dig them up and then get rid of everything else and replant all of the best-looking runners, pick off the first set of flowers that form, and then after that you can eat all the berries you want.
Okay, that's good information, that's for sure. The only question on that would be, do you wait until the freeze up, or do you cover them before freeze up?
I put them down, and this big pick-your-own, we're putting them down after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I should have mentioned that. Thank you for reminding me. If you put it down now, the mice are looking for a place to live. And
yeah.
If you've got 3 inches of soft, fluffy hay, they're going to make a nest in there. So wait until after Thanksgiving. By then, they found a place to live. They're not going to go in your garden, and your berries will be beautiful.
Wonderful. That's great information. Then my next question is, I had talked to you about a non-bearing fruit tree, an apple tree.
Yes.
And I'm the guy that said I set the chainsaw alongside the tree to make it a little nervous so maybe it would produce. But I followed your instructions as far as on a drip line putting out that 0/20 phosphorus on there.
Right.
And did all that and limed it to bring up the pH. But the question I had was, I couldn't remember, you said to whack it. Do I do that in the fall or the spring?
You could do that any time of the year. So if you're feeling good today, take out the baseball bat, go out there and say, I'm doing this for your own good. And you don't want to break off the bark, but you want to bruise the tree 3 or 4 places.
Okay, well, if the Vikings lose today, I'll go out there with my baseball bat.
Have a great weekend.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. During the break, Daniel had a call, and they wanted to know the name of the mole preventer. It's called Mole Go, M-O-L-E-G-O. It's made by Fertilome, and it comes in a bag that will cover 5,000 square feet that you put down with a spreader, or they have a liquid that you just attach the sprayer to the hose and spray it on your lawn and then water the two products in, and it will work until the ground freezes. And it said it will take care and repel moles, voles, gophers, armadillos, groundhogs, and other burrowing animals. So if your lawn is being dug up, could be skunks, could be raccoons, they're looking for grubs, and the product to kill the grubs is a special product. And it's something that you've got to put down right now, water it in thoroughly, and that will take care of the grub, because your common everyday grub control product is timed release, and we want to kill them now before the ground freezes. And the name of the product is Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X. And Dylox will kill the grubs. In the meantime, you put the Mulgo, and that will take care of animals digging, because when they eat the grub, they'll get diarrhea, and they won't go back and dig. Okay? So, Mulgo to prevent the digging, and Dylox to get rid of the grub. And that's something that should be done right now if there's any sign of digging on your property. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rosemary from Cape Cod. She's got a question about her Japanese umbrella tree.
Rosemary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club from beautiful Cape Cod.
Today it is. We have about a 20-foot Japanese umbrella tree, and this year, more than other years, the branches are turning brown, the needles are turning brown, yellow, and about a month ago, my husband put some spikes, fertilizer spikes in it, and I've been watering up until all this rain we've had about two or three times a week. Is there anything else I should be doing for it?
Now, what part of the tree is turning yellow and brown?
A branch here and there. Well, a few at the top, down the bottom, on the sides. It happens every year. You get one or two or three, but this year quite a few are turning. And I brought it to a local nursery, and they looked it over and said it had no bugs or anything. It says they thought due to all the heat we had this summer, even though the sprinkler hit it three times a week, it wasn't getting any deep down water, and I should water it constantly.
Okay. So, now, you said this happened last year, right?
A few. Not like it is this year, though.
Now, when spring came, the ones that were affected last summer and fall, did they come back or did they die when spring came?
I tell you the truth, I don't remember. I know when we saw them, we just cut them off. But I'm wondering if I just leave them this winter and see if maybe new shoots come out of those branches.
That's what I would do.
Uh-huh.
I have a dogwood in my yard, and this year, for the first time, I probably have 6 or 8 branches that the leaves are all dried out, and they're all brown. The rest of the tree is perfectly green.
Well, I'm looking at my dogwood now, and all the tips of them are brown the dogwood tree.
Yeah, so, see, I've got the same problem, and we've had a really dry summer.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to thinking that it was caused by the lack of rainfall. And this is a good-sized tree. It's a good 2.5-inch diameter trunk. It's been in the ground 4 or 5 years. But, as I said, there's 5, maybe 6 branches about a foot long that it's all dried out. But the rest of the leaves look fine.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would try and what I'm going to do to my tree, because I do have some in my tool shed, is I'm going to get a product called Tree and Shrub. It's a systemic insecticide. And you use 1 ounce per inch of circumference. So my tree is, let's say, 2.5-3 inches across. And the circumference is going to be around 8 inches, maybe. So I'm going to need 8 ounces of the tree and shrub. And I put it in a 5-gallon bucket full of water. Pour it slowly around the base of the tree. The tree will absorb it. take it up to the top of the tree, and if there's anything inside, it will kill it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I would. That's what I'm going to do. I can't do it this week. I got too many other projects, but I'm going to do it next weekend.
Now, there's needles all under the tree from last year. Should I rake those all away so that this systemic will get into the soil?
No. Those needles underneath your tree is like a layer of mulch.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
It helps to hold moisture in the ground to control weeds. So I would leave all those needles there.
Okay. All right. Okay. So leave the branches on. Don't trim them. See what happens.
Right. Let's see what happens, because it could be that it's yellow now, but when spring arrives, it'll turn back green again.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that you could try, if you can find it, nurseries, garden centers, liquid iron.
Mm-hmm.
Iron is an element like nitrogen or phosphorus or potash, and its job in nature is to make things green. And I know after a rough winter in Maine, some of my evergreens have a pale green look to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll use the liquid iron. I spray the whole plant with it, and within 2 weeks, it's deep green again.
So I should spray this tree with this liquid iron.
Yep, I would soak the whole tree down. And it's a type of fertilizer that will help to green it up.
Okay. All right, well, I'll give that a try, and if it doesn't work, you'll hear from me in the spring.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You have a nice weekend. Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next? We have open lines, so that means if you call right now, we'll get you right up. Okay? We wanted to give you a little bit more information about our trip to Cuba. It's April 16th through the 23rd, and we're flying you to Miami. And when you're in Miami, after supper, we're going to meet with the people from Globus Travel and some people from Cuba who will help you fill out a visa. That way you can get into the country in and out without any problems. And they'll be there to make sure that it's filled out properly and it doesn't create any problems. Excuse me, because they're right there. So, you'll have some time in Miami to enjoy it. But I'll tell you, this is looking to be a very, very fun people-to-people tour where you can ask and get questions. And you will really enjoy this because you'll learn at the same time. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Connecticut. He's got a question about planting some bulbs that he got.
Okay, Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What type of bulbs do you have?
It was my niece's baby shower, Jack and Jill, a couple weeks ago, and they gave us a little, like, thank you bag, a little burlap bag with, I don't know, it was like 8 or 10 bulbs in it, and it's grape hyacinthus, I guess it is.
Grape hyacinth, right.
Hyacinths. Now, it says plant outdoors in the fall in a well-drained soil. Now, do I plant them now? Will they bloom now, or is that for the spring?
That's going to be a spring flowering bulb, and you want to plant it now. And what you do is you dig a hole 3 times as deep as the bulb is tall. So a grape hyacinth bulb is about an inch or maybe a little bit more in height.
Yeah, so like, about 3/4 the size of a golf ball.
Yeah. So yep. You want to have twice as much soil on top of the bulb as the bulb is tall.
Okay.
So okay. You dig a hole 3 inches, set your bulbs about 4 inches apart, cover it with soil, water well, and in the spring, usually during late March, early April, the grape hyacinths will come in bloom. They grow about 6 inches, and it could be either blue or white. And when they get done blooming, they're going to make seeds. And that's what I'm saying, put them 4 inches apart. And the seeds are going to germinate. And next year, instead of having 10 or 12, you'll have 20 to 25.
Oh, so this is good for like a bank or something.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something that's really neat. When I lived in Scituate, Massachusetts, there was a house that I drove by every day, and they planted on the very top edge of this banking grape hyacinths. I don't know how many they put, but the first year I went by, and it was probably maybe a foot all the way across the top of the hill. Within a 5-year period, the entire banking, which was about 8 feet in length, was covered with grape hyacinths.
Oh, that's great. That would work good for me because I don't like cutting this. Basically, it's weeds, the bank. So that would be nice. That's
perfect. And the other thing that's good with the grape hyacinths, they're not eaten by rodents. So you don't have to worry about the mice coming in and destroying all of your hard work. They reseed, and you put them on a bank. And I'll tell you, every year you're going to watch it move down and down and down, and before long, the whole banking is covered.
All right, now I've got about eight bulbs. Should I spread them apart about a foot apart?
No, put them about 4 to 5 inches apart.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great garden. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from New Hampshire. She's got a question about decomposing plant matter.
Okay. Sandy, how can we help you out today with your compost?
Good morning, Paul. We're very lucky to have a small camp cottage up here in New Hampshire, and we got tired of breaking leaves out from underneath it, so my husband put up latticework and some hardwork cloth, and we don't have to make leaves out, but there's still a little bit of plant matter, and the soil smells musky. How can we help that to decompose and sweeten up that odor?
Now, is this in a pile, or is it just around everything?
No, there's no pile. It's under a cottage, and we put up the lattice work and the hardware cloth, so leaves can't blow under there anymore. And we had raked it all out, so it's basically clean, but there's still a little tiny bit of plant matter, and the soil tends to smell musky.
Okay. What you want to use is a product called Shoe Mold, SHOOMOLD. And
okay.
What you'll have to do is put on one of those paper masks that you would put over your nose and mouth. It is organic, but just to be on the safe side. And you'll have to crawl underneath the building. And you want to spray the bottom of your cottage, the wood, the floor joists and things, and then also spray the ground. And the shoe mold, within a couple of days, will kill all of that odor. I use it in my basement in Maine because the second you go down there, it smells musty. And so once a year, in once in the spring and once in the fall, when I take out the patio furniture and stuff like that, I spray the basement with it. And then in the fall, after I brought in all of the patio furniture, because some of it may have some moisture, I spray the walls and the floor and the patio furniture with the shoe mold, and my basement has no smell at all. It's unbelievable.
Well, would that help it decompose any little bit of plant matter that might still be underneath there, like pine needles and maybe some leaf residue?
It will help it to decompose a little bit, but the main thing is it will eliminate the odor.
Uh-huh.
And let me give you a phone number. If you can't find it near you, the phone number to call is 339-777-5109. And it's Linwood Laboratories. They're out of Boston. They sell across the whole country. And this shoe mold stuff, I'll tell you, for a musty, damp basement, it will just take it all out. And it's coming from underneath the cottage. So you spray the underneath of the floor joists with it. You spray the ground and then, close up the gate so no more material gets there and the odor will be gone.
Okay. I thank you so very much, Paul.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
And the same
bye-bye
to you.
Now.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Now, again, I want to tell you about the lawn. If you see digging, this is the time that the skunks and the raccoons are beginning to dig, and they're looking for grubs. So if you're finding that they're digging, you need to use a product, a grub killer, that contains Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X. Bayer makes it, and within 48 hours, it will kill all the grubs. And then use a product called Mole Go, either liquid or granular. Spray it on your lawn. It's castor oil, and it will take care of the problem. And remember, we still have some space in Cuba, but it's very limited.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.